In the wake of the assault on Fallujah, where a reported 800 civilians may have lost their lives, and the continued insurrection elsewhere in Iraq, it is becoming clear, says Dustin Langley, a U.S. Navy veteran, that the United States will be forced to institute a military draft.
2 weeks ago, the heads of every branch of the military told Congress that the military is at the breaking point. 60,000 out of the 140,000 troops in Iraq are currently members of the National Guard or the reserves. They don't have any more to send. And furthermore, a lot of them that they're trying to send aren't going. They've got to bring back the draft. They have no other options.
Monique Code, who did 8 years in the Navy, says military recruiters target youth in minority and poor communities with promises of a career and a secure future.
It's like coming home from jail because you get your three meals, shelter, and what have you. Well, you get that in jail, too. So where is the difference between the military industrial complex and the prison industrial complex? Please, somebody explain that to me, because I don't know. As a black vet, the war means more black women are going to end up in jail. More black men are going to be recruited either military or jail at an earlier age. I just had my baby brother tell me over this past summer that last year at the age of 13, he's getting phone calls from recruiters.
The recruiting tactics are becoming more aggressive. According to Kim Samjar, her son was tricked into the military thinking he had signed to become an accountant.
He finished boot camp. They said, you're going to go to Korea for 1 year. He gets to Korea. They pick him up in a bus, they take him to the base, and they assemble him and the rest of the GIs in a room. And they said, your orders have been changed. You're all going to Iraq. Joshua is 19 now. He's in Ramadi, and he says it's the biggest mistake of his life.
But the resistance has begun. Assistant professor of mathematics Hector Rosario was suspended without salary for participating in the lockout of 3 University of Puerto Rico buildings to protest campus militarization. He offers his perspective.
What is the role of a university professor? You might raise some questions. You might get them to think critically about some issues, but that's not political work. You have to go out and you have to organize folks. I mean, you have a PhD from Columbia. Why do you do these things? I say, well, that's the reason why I studied. To offer it to the liberation of my country, to the struggle for a better world, for the independence of Puerto Rico. And yes, in a way, they were able to take away my students. And they were able to take away my salary, but they weren't able to take away my dignity.
The conference was the kickoff event of the Stop the War Week. Actions will include a Haiti solidarity rally today in Brooklyn, a protest at the Times Square Recruiting Center Wednesday at 5 p.m., International Human Rights Day on Friday, December 10, and will culminate on a boycott holiday shopping to stop the war at Rockefeller Center next Saturday at noon. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.